Well, joining me now to discuss the success and the failure of the BDS movement, perhaps as a whole, is the musician and author of the controversial book, The Wandering Who, Gilad Atzmon. Gilad, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Now, this programme comes at a time when Palestinians are in Israeli custody, are starving themselves to the brink of death. We've just heard this week that 20 children in Israeli custody, Palestinian children, are going on hunger strike. These are effective ways of calling people to notice the Palestinian struggle. Meanwhile, outside Palestine, we've got the BDS movement, boycott, divestment and sanctions. Is that a counterweight? Is that another success story?
I think that there's no doubt that BDS has been successful. It is a very important movement. It's certainly shaken the Israeli society at a certain stage. It is also shaking the diaspora Jewish communities, and it is very, very important. However, there are some concerning issues with BDS. I have some dilemmas. You know, when I read the BDS statement, one of their primary issues is to end occupation and colonialization of all Arab lands occupied since 1967.
Well, that's a great statement.
It is a great statement, but somehow it dismisses the fact that actually the Nakba took place in 1948, and Tel Aviv is also an occupied Palestinian land, and so is Haifa. I know about my grandfather, who was in the Irgun, who actually invaded Jaffa, and I grew up with the site of Sheikh Munis and Abu Kabir, a Palestinian land in Tel Aviv. What are we going to do with it? And in a way, when I see that, I can see that there is somehow a kind of a liberal Zionist ideology filtering in. Another is
I've just got to come in there, because you can say that is agreeable to many people in Israel, but the minute that the idea of undoing the state of Israel, this delegitimization campaign, then of course international communities have to stamp on it, and you become a splinter group of no real worth. You cannot call for the complete dismantling of the state of Israel. It's impossible, isn't
by
it?
By the way, I do, because I definitely oppose a Jews-only state. I think that it's a racist and expansionist and nationalist concept that should be
fought. But do you understand
fought.
That the BDS movement can't take that stance?
No.
Really,
I don't really understand. I think that if the BDS wants to become a really successful movement and to make a change, and they will make a change, is then when they actually not just calling for to stop Israeli goods, and we can talk about culture. I'm slightly disturbed by the notion of a cultural boycott and censorship. We can talk about it. But when they also, if they want to be consistent and they demand censorship of people who are identified with Israel, they better also demand the censorship of everyone who identifies as a supporter of Israel in Britain. For instance, in the last 2 weeks, there was a campaign against Abima Theater. Abima is an Israeli national theater, appeared here in the Globe, in Shakespeare Globe. Mm-hmm. There were two performances. At the same time, Sacha Baron Cohen is spreading Israeli Hasbara, Israeli propaganda in every cinema in town. Mm. So if you want really to be consistent and really to make a change, we need integrity. We say no to this propaganda. We say no to Israel. We say no to Zionism. And this would mean that even professors in British universities who are identifying with Israel would have to explain their position.
So let's just clarify, this is the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement we're talking about that perhaps some people, including some Palestinians, feel is not strong enough to have the impact that they'd hoped. For example, I suppose if we talk about South Africa and the boycott and divestment sanctions campaign going on there, they called absolutely for the dismantling of apartheid. There was no sort of like, we'll have apartheid in one part.
Exactly.
But it is a different situation.
I think that this, one of the reasons that South Africa campaign, boycott campaign, was so successful, they had a clear vision of the day after.
Mm.
They said, we want to dismantle this apartheid regime.
Mm.
In Israel, in Palestine, let's say, they really make the movement, they with strict boundaries, they speak just about 67. No, we have to stand up against this entire philosophy, this entire supremacist, chauvinist ideology, and then we will be totally successful. Because
it would be a very brave movement who took that out there.
I think that seeing what the Palestinians are going through, it is about time for us to be brave and not to try to fit into a liberal Zionist agenda.
Mm.
I can see that the BDS, the way it is, pronounced, as ideology, is there actually to draw a lot of Jews for the movement, and I understand why they're doing it. I would like to see as many Jews as possible joining this movement, but I think that it is not the Jews whom we are fighting for, and definitely not diaspora Jews, but the Palestinians who are suffering now for more than 60 years. It is impossible. We have to be very precise, very open, and integrity is the name of the game.
I think there's some feeling in the if we can say pro-Palestinian movement, of course, a loose grouping of different groups, is that there are some agencies within this movement trying to not annoy Zionists or Israelis and be pro-Palestinian.
I think that
and this is doing
more,
an injustice to
I think that it is even more more than just agents. It is becoming clear in the last few weeks that a lot of those activities are actually funded by some liberal
Which
Zionists.
Which activities are you talking about?
Even Palestinians NGOs, but by people who are well-intended, you know, organization that you know that funding different activities, and I think that this is very dangerous because once you take money from a liberal Zionist, you would have to find a way to fit into liberal Zionist agenda.
Are you actually saying, Gilad Atzmon, that the BDS movement and the pro-Palestinian, many pro-Palestinian groups have been co-opted by Zionist money?
We are looking into it. I cannot. We have some evidence of such activity. We are really careful about coming with this clear suggestion about BDS and other organizations, but we want to make sure that the numbers are right and that the sources are correct and verified. But if this is the case, we definitely have a problem, and we have just to move on and to understand that we cannot go there.
Okay, Gilad Atzmon,
thank you so much.
Very much for giving us that summary. That's all we have time for in this edition of Remember Palestine. Join us again next time for more from the front line of the new Middle East.